Time now to follow up on some of the news stories we've been tracking lately. In February, we reported on the earthquake that struck El Salvador. Now much of Central America faces a crippling drought. According to the United Nations, as many as 1.5 million people across the region cannot feed themselves. Oscar Andrade works for Oxfam America in El Salvador. As bad as things are now, he says, the worst may be yet to come.
We think that by the next year it's going to be felt better because we still have in the countries the reserve from last year crops. But the following year is going to be when we see the worst of it.
To compound the problem, the water supply of El Salvador's capital city has been turned off for a week as the country repairs its delivery system. The first suspected case of BSE, or mad cow disease, has been discovered in Japan. World health officials say earlier imports of animal feed place Japan at risk. Yoshi Watanabe, first secretary of the Japanese embassy in Washington, D.C., says the farm that housed the suspected case of BSE has been placed under quarantine.
The Ministry of Agriculture and the livestock industries, and as well as consumers, are very concerned. But the first point is that it's still suspect.
A portion of the dead cow's brain was sent to the United Kingdom, where it will be tested to confirm if the cow in fact had the disease. In April, we reported on human intervention in some of the more intimate aspects of captive animal breeding. Now, for the first time, artificial insemination has produced a whale calf. Dr. Todd Robeck says the calf is doing well in its San Diego home at SeaWorld.
The calf was nursing within 6 hours, which is really, really good. The calf bonded with his mother, had his sister in the pool. It's just very exciting to see the whole thing.
This is the first time artificial insemination was successfully accomplished with marine mammals. It's hoped this technique could assist in the preservation of endangered species. And finally, traffic cops in merry old England discovered recently that solar energy may not always be the way to go. Thanks to the gloomy skies that often plague the British Isles, about a quarter of solar-powered parking meters installed earlier this year in the city of Nottingham keep running out of juice. So violators get off fine-free. No sunshine, no ticket. And that's this week's follow-up on the news from Living on Earth.